Before an article is ready to be published in a scientific journal, it must go through a peer review process. The article is carefully evaluated by a number of specialists in the field. The reviewers examine the submitted article to assess some other problems it may have, such as ambiguity, bias, incomplete conclusions, and omitted facts. Peer review ensures that the submitted article upholds a high level of accuracy. Recently, a study was done by Dr. Wolf Simon, a researcher from NASA. She and her colleagues found a strain of bacteria, GFAJ1, that was capable of replacing phosphorus with arsenic in its DNA backbone. There was controversy, however, over Dr. Wolf Simon's results. The idea of arsenic replacing phosphorus in a living organism's DNA backbone seemed impossible to scientists all over the world, including Dr. Redfield, a researcher from the University of British Columbia. This was the start of a conflict, Dr. Wolf Simon against the general scientific community. Many began to wonder whether or not the peer review process had failed and needed to be changed. But firstly, why were Dr. Wolf Simon and her team unable to catch their own seemingly obvious mistakes? Dr. Redfield suggests,
she fell in love with her hypothesis. I mean, it's such a cool idea.
When researchers become overly attached to their hypothesis, as did Dr. Wolf Simon, their ability to critically analyze to spot out potential errors in their paper becomes far more difficult. Even the most obvious errors can be overlooked.
The authors hadn't really thought it through, that there were lots of things that didn't add up, that they were ignoring red flags all over the place in their paper.
When Dr. Redfield was asked whether she believes Dr. Wolf Simon and her team ignored the errors on purpose or not, she responds this.
No, I don't think there was any intent to deceive. I think they just honestly were swept away by the excitement of what they were doing and were not thinking critically.
Given the years of work scientists may spend on one single paper, it can be difficult for scientists to take a step back and analyze for any fallacies in their own work. Therefore, peer review is a crucial part in evaluating their final paper.
And that's why we have things like peer review, is a way to let other scientists who are not in love with our hypothesis, and sometimes people who think we're just totally pigheadedly wrong, look at our results and say, now, wait a minute, you forgot about this.
There are different guidelines on how the peer review process works for different journals. Some allow both the authors and the reviewers' information open to each other, while some do not. Also, the reviews done by the reviewers can be kept confidential or openly available to the public. In the case of Dr. Wolf Simon's article, the information of the reviewers remained anonymous and the reviewed work was kept confidential.
It's normal that peer review is done anonymously so that the author of the paper doesn't know who said these harsh things about their work, which is good in general, I think, because just as it's hard to be objective about your results, it's hard to be objective about the person who's saying unkind things about your results.
Unfortunately, in the case of Dr. Wolf Simon's article, it seems that the peer review process failed. Dr. Redfield explains how.
All scientists willingly subject their papers to peer review because it makes them better, because we know we can't be perfectly objective. In this case, I think peer review also failed them because peer review should have found at least some of the mistakes that I and others found. They weren't that hard to find. But it didn't. Apparently the peer reviews were quite positive.
Dr. Redfield believes in this case, there was no one specific part of the peer review process that failed. She believes it still serves well as a final step of research paper publication. She simply explains that in the case of Dr. Wolf Simon's paper, it was a perfect storm of coincidental failures.